It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Martina Dawn. Martina, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. I want to ask you about your brand new song here in just a bit. It's a great tune. But first off, I want to ask you kind of how you got your start in music. Was it always something that you wanted to take part in? And what were kind of the inspirations to get you started into music?
Well, my mom is actually an artist herself,
And
so I always kind of had that going, and I'm a fourth-generation musician. My whole family, my great-grandparents had a band, my grandparents had a band, so it kind of just runs in the blood. And then my mom actually started teaching music lessons when I was about 5, so I started taking those with her just for fun and something to do. I never even really thought of music as something to pursue when I was really little.
Yeah.
And then when I was about 12, or I was 11, we went down to Nashville for the first time as like a group trip. My mom took a bunch of her students down. She took about 56 people, actually. And And that's when I really fell in love with it. I got to perform at Country Music Hall of Fame, Graceland, Tootsie's, Honky Tonk Central, all the big, really well-known places down there. And I really just fell in love with it from then on, and I kind of started pursuing it.
That is sensational. So at a very young age, you were just playing the popular places there in Nashville. I love Music City. I've been there about 4 times, I want to say, and it's a great place. And all those places you've mentioned are fantastic. That's super cool. Again, joined now by Martina Dawn, and your brand new song just released. Called Pretending. It's a fantastic song. This has been on repeat for me. I've been listening to this one. It's a great tune.
Thank you so much.
I've been reading a little bit, so correct me if I'm wrong, but this song was written by Emma Lee, who I personally don't know Emma Lee, but Alanis Springsteen, who I don't know personally, but I know her music really well. Big fan of Alanis Springsteen. She's fantastic. And Emily, so those two are co-writes on this song. So tell us a little bit about this song, and did you know that you wanted to record it as soon as you heard this one?
Well, yeah. So I work with my manager. Her name's Jordan Elliott down in Nashville. And so about spring this past year, I was looking for songs to record. I had recorded my first 2 singles, and I was looking for more. And so she sent me basically just like a huge publisher file full of songs, and so I was going through all these songs, and I found Pretending, and I really, really fell in love with it. But then there were so many songs that I had listened to, I had actually forgotten which one it was. So then I had picked another one, and after I had already picked it and confirmed that was the one I was going with, I was like, shoot, that's not the one. And so I had to like text my manager and be like, oh my goodness, like I actually want this one. She's like, Martina, you need to pick two songs. And then luckily I ended up being able to score this one. It really was just something I fell in love with. I loved the story. It was super Taylor Swift-y, teenage girl.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a lot of people could relate to it. And I just loved everything about it. And I saw the potential with my voice and my producer's skills. And so, yeah, it just really became something I was super excited about.
It's a great tune. Called Pretending, and I know everyone's going to love this one. Martina, what's on the way for you in the next little bit? Are you maybe playing some shows around the Alberta area, continuing to songwrite, maybe another Nashville trip? What's on the way for you in the next little bit?
Well, I actually just got back from Nashville.
Oh,
I was down there for a week working on some stuff, so that was really cool. And we actually have a music video coming out for Pretending in the coming months, which I am so excited about. I've never done a music video before, and it honestly was like a dream. Like, that's one thing. When you're little, you watch all the music videos of all your favorite artists, and you're just like, oh, my God, I want to do that. And so I was blessed to be able to do that, and we did some really cool writes. I actually was also blessed enough to write down at Warner Chapel when I was there. And we just were doing some really cool stuff. So I'm just kind of working on more of the behind-the-scenes stuff at the moment. I'm playing the Blue Jay Sessions in Calgary on November 25th. So if anyone is in the Calgary area at that time, come check that on out. But 2023, we're looking to book some more shows and just get more out performing, because that's really what I love to do. I'm a performer. I like to entertain. I love seeing the smiles on people's faces and them having so much fun. So that's what we're kind of working on right now.
Very cool. I don't know how much you can talk about the music video, but I'm just going to ask, where was it filmed? Was it in Alberta? Was it in Nashville? Where was it filmed?
It was down in Nashville. We filmed it right there. We actually, the house that we filmed it at, the few scenes, is right next to Dolly Parton's estate, which I was like, being within like a kilometer of Dolly Parton possibly right now is just like mind-boggling, obviously. So there were some really cool places that we filmed that down there. It's a storyline music video, so that's what I'm really excited about, because I find music videos where you're just singing the song is cool. It's cool to have a visual, but I wanted to tell the story. I wanted people to feel something when they watched it, kind of like a movie.
Sure. Yeah, very cool. We're looking forward to that. That is awesome. Martina, before I let you go, I want to ask you, I don't know if you've had an opportunity to play pretending for a live audience yet. I obviously will at some point if you haven't already, but I'm just curious what those emotions are like for you when you do play a brand new song for the first time. Are you super nervous, excited? Maybe, I don't know if you'd ever forget a lyric or two. Like, what are those emotions like for you when you play a brand new song for a live audience for the first time?
Well, I actually did get to play it for the first time at the We Are All Country Music Alberta showcase at TCMA's. Okay. And then I played it I had 5 showcases throughout TCMA's. So I was a busy little lady and I played it at every single one except for the first one just because of timing. But it's almost very nerve-wracking for me. I find that a lot of those showcases, because you are performing your original songs that you release.
Yeah.
I get way more nervous to perform my own songs than I do cover songs. Cover songs are like my comfortable thing. And so I get so nervous, but seeing people's reactions and seeing them respond so well to it is so worth it. And it really helps me kind of like calm those nerves a little bit. So that's kind of the feeling I get. But I get so excited to share it with people, especially this one. This one really, I called this project my baby from the start. I love this song. Everyone around me loves this song. Like, it has been the one I'm most passionate about. It is my 4th release. So it definitely is my favorite, and it just is really exciting to be able to share it with the world.
That's awesome. I know if those who haven't heard it, I know everyone's going to love it, and it's a great tune, and we are looking forward to seeing what is on the way for you. Absolutely. Before I let you go, one final thing. The CCMAs, how did that all go at the CCMAs? Again, they were in Calgary. It was great to kind of be back at the CCMAs after a few years kind of being a couple of years it went virtual, then it went in London. I didn't make my way out to London. I have some did, some
either.
Didn't. Exactly. I think a lot of people that went out to London were kind of in that area. So it was a short travel. But it seems like this past time in Calgary, first time in a few years that it was kind of full-blown back open. How did you enjoy your time at Calgary there at the CCMAs?
Oh, I loved it. I love Calgary as a city. I'm from just outside of Edmonton. So going down to Calgary is really cool for me because, like you said, a lot more people actually, I think, went to this, not just
because
of COVID opening up and stuff, but country music is really, really prominent in Calgary. They call it Cowtown for a reason, right? Like,
for sure.
All that, we're in Alberta. We're full of ranchers, agriculture, that kind of stuff. But country music is really, really prominent, especially there. And I just love it down there. I had such a good time. Like, and it was down there a couple of years ago, too, like before COVID hit.
Yep,
and
exactly.
I loved it there, too. It's so convenient. It's so nice. Everyone there, like, I find Calgary's a really clean city. Like, I just really enjoyed my time in Calgary, and I love when the CCMAs are there. So I had a wonderful time. Did you have a wonderful time there?
Yeah, it was great. Media Row was fantastic. I got to MC a showcase. I was there for a few days, and it was fantastic. And again, I had gone to the CCMAs, I want to say, 12 consecutive years before COVID. And then there was a few years that I didn't go, and it was tough not going, especially making the decision not to go to London was tough because I loved London as a city as well. I had a great time time I was there. But it was great. Again, it was in Calgary 2019 before the pandemic and then back right after when it was kind of fully back open back in Calgary. And it was a lot of fun. And it's going to be great, again, coming up next year. If people want to follow it and keep up to date with what you're doing in music, are you on Instagram, Twitter, that kind of thing? Can people follow along?
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure. My Facebook and my Instagram are the best places to kind of see what's up with me. That's where I post the most. I'm not going to lie. My Twitter is full of me just like tweeting companies that I can't get a hold of for service. So like my Twitter is probably not worth it to follow. But my Instagram is at Martina.music, same with my Facebook. And then in my link tree in my bio, all of my stuff is there. So everything is right there where you need it, where you can access it really easy. Also, my TikTok, for sure. That one is actually The username is wegs.com. It was my personal account. So I kind of just switched it into a music account, and TikTok to me is super, like, fun, and it's supposed to be super, like, let loose kind of thing. So I just kept it like that. So that's where you can find me. There you can see what I'm doing. I actually post, like, vlogs, they're called, where it's, like, I show you my day. I take you out with me. So that's kind of where you can get to really know me. So, yeah, right. Those are my social medias. I'd love to have more people join the Martina Dawn family.
Perfect. I forgot to mention TikTok. TikTok right over my head. I never got into TikTok. It was never my thing. I've gotten more into Instagram lately. But yes, I should have promoted TikTok. That's the newer one that everyone's kind of taking part in, and it just kind of goes right over my head. But yeah, thank you for reminding me to absolutely promote your TikTok as well.
Do not worry. That one is like the new one.
It is.
Not a lot of people are on it, but it's definitely the growing thing, and that's what all the industry people are saying to promote, for sure.
Very cool. Martina, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best. We're looking forward to seeing what is on the way for you and the new music video and all the cool things on the way, and I know we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope to talk to you again soon and be on it, and I hope to maybe run into you sometime too.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, maybe coming up next year. If nothing else, CCMAs, for sure.
For sure, right?
Cool. Awesome.